那个今天要读的经文是约拿书的第一章。耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。约拿却起来逃往他师去，躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船驾，上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船倾歇。约拿已下到底舱躺卧沉睡，船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们撤迁，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们撤迁，撤出约拿来。众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国属哪一族的人？他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。他们问他说，我们向你怎样行使海浪平静呢？这话是因海浪越发翻腾。他对他们说，你们给我们，你们将我抬起来抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们这遭大风浪是因我的缘故。然而那些人竭力荡桨要把船拢岸，却是不能，因为海浪越发向他们翻腾。他们便求告耶和华说，耶和华啊，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使流无辜人的血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是随自己的意旨行事。他们遂将约拿抬起抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了。那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭并且许愿。耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning.
大家早，很高兴今天早上与大家在一起。
For those of you who don't know me, I usually worship downstairs in the English service.
如果你们还不知道的话，我通常是在英文堂聚会的。
Actually, the last time that I spoke exclusively in the Chinese service was in 1987 during Thanksgiving.
其实我上一次跟大家全部是中文堂讲到是1983年的感恩节的时候。
I'm glad that you gave it some thought and you gave me a second chance.
我很高兴你们
After 31 years.
经过31年后还给我这个机会让我来这边。
This morning we're going to be looking at the book of Jonah, primarily chapter 1.
今天我们要来看约拿书最主要是看第一章。
But we're also going to be looking at other chapters and touching upon 3 and 4.
可能我们还会同时去看一些别的经节。
Now everyone knows, even children know what the book of Jonah is about, right?
每一个人都知道，连小朋友都知道约拿书讲的是什么吧。
There are 2 major characters.
它有两个主角。
And as you know, they are Jonah and the...
就是约拿和什么？
No, it's not the fish.
不是鱼哦。
The fish is not a major character of the book of Jonah. And we won't be spending too much time on the fish.
鱼不是这个约拿书的主角之一，我们也不会花太多时间在鱼的身上。
The 2 main characters in the book of Jonah are Jonah and the Lord.
在约拿书的两个主角，一个是约拿，另外一个是耶和华神。
And the major theme in Jonah is God's unrelenting love.
在这个约拿书的最主要的一个中心主旨就是神不离不弃的爱。
And it is not just about God's unrelenting love for his children, his friends.
不只是神对他的子民和他的朋友不离不弃的爱。
But it's also about God's unrelenting love for his enemies.
也是神对他的敌人不离不弃的爱。
And we find that Jonah, God's love is so big.
我们发觉神对约拿的爱是如此的大。
That he does not give up easily on people.
他不会轻易地放弃一个人。
And he's the God of the second chance.
他也会给这些人第二次机会。
And what's also amazing about this book,
这本书也让我们很惊奇的是,
is that he uses very flawed and broken people like you and me to accomplish his purposes.
就是用这些非常破碎软弱的人像你我一样来完成他的旨意。
So I think that's great news for us this morning.
我觉得对我们来说也是一个好消息。
So let's begin to look at the first three verses.
那我们来看前面的头三节。
I'm going to read it in English, and you can just read along in your mind in Chinese. This way, we'll save some time.
我用英文来读，你们大家就自己来看这个中文，可以省一点时间。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Now this passage begins with this phrase, that the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
这个经文一开始就说耶和华的话临到约拿。
Now I'm sure that many of us at one time or another struggle with this question.
我相信我们在座很多人常常也是会为这个问题所困扰。
What does God want me to do with my life?
神到底要在我们一生当中要我们做什么?
What is God's will for me?
神在我们身上的旨意是什么?
And we kind of wish that God would just speak to us and give us a blueprint for our life.
我们很希望神可以直接跟我们讲话，教我们一生的蓝图指示出来。
And then of course, once we knew God's will, we would obey it.
如果当然，如果讲的话，我们就会顺从。
Well, here's one case where God's will for a person could not have been made clearer.
那这边有一个例子，就是在这里提到神跟他讲的话不能够再清楚了。
God told Jonah, "Arise and go to preach against Nineveh."
耶和华神对约拿说，你要起来去那个尼尼微城宣讲。
The calling could not be any more explicit.
他这个宣召没有再清楚了。
And what did Jonah do?
那这个约拿做什么呢?
He arose, just as the Lord commanded.
他是起来了，就像神所说的。
But he went in the opposite direction.
可是他去反方向的方向去走。
Now what exactly is Jonah's problem?
那这个约拿的问题在哪里?
Now after all, you have to remember Jonah was a prophet of the Lord.
你要知道那个约拿是神的先知。
And his job as a prophet was to be God's mouthpiece.
那先知呢，就是说是代神发言的。
And God gave him a very crystal clear call.
那他对耶和华神对约拿非常清楚一个指示。
He said, "Go and preach. Go do your job."
他说你去做，你去那边宣讲，做你的工作。
That's what you're getting paid for. Do your job.
这个是你得到的工价，所以你应该去做这个事，是你的工作。
And Jonah says, "No way."
约拿说，哦，不行不行，我不
能。I would really like not to do that.
我真的是很不想去做。
Why? Well, I can think of at least two reasons.
为什么呢？我想有两个原因。
One of them is given in chapter 4.
在有个原因是在第四章里面有提到。
And the other reason, I think we can speculate a bit.
那另外原因我们可能可以稍微揣测一下。
And both of those reasons have to do with fear.
那这两个原因都跟恐惧有关。
Now, why was Jonah afraid?
那他害怕什么呢?
Well, we need to keep in mind where Nineveh is. Do you know where Nineveh is?
你知道那个尼尼微城是什么地方吗?大家知道吗?
Nineveh is located somewhere near where the modern city of Mosul, Iraq is today.
尼尼微城是现在的伊拉克的 Mosul 这个地方，靠近那个地方。
Has anybody ever heard of Mosul?
大家有没有听过 Mosul 这个地方?
Nineveh was near there.
尼尼微城就在靠近那个地方。
And it was a place that was infamous for its brutality and cruelty.
是在那边是以它的残暴凶恶为名的。
Isn't it shocking that a nice place like Mosul, 2,800 years ago, was known for violence and brutality?
你能想象那个 Mosul 这个地方在2,800年前就是一个以残暴为主的一个地方。
Historians tell us that in Nineveh, they would do things like tear off the lips and hands of their victims.
历史学家告诉我们说，那时候尼尼微城的人他们是非常凶暴的，他会把他的敌人的嘴唇还有手撕裂下来。
This is pretty gross, but they flayed victims alive and made great piles of their skulls.
他们也将他的敌人活剥，然后将他的头骨堆成一个大堆。
So do you think Jonah's reluctance to want to go there is kind of understandable?
所以你想，如果说这个约拿不愿去那边，是有点可以了解的。
How would you like to go preach against ISIS and Mosul?
你想，你今天会到伊斯兰国，到 Mosul 那个地方，跟他们宣讲福音吗？
Imagine that we did a short-term mission this summer to Mosul.
如果说我们今年夏天去那边有个短宣队。
How many volunteers do you think we'd get?
你想，我们当中有多少人会自愿要去？
But you know,This is one fear that perhaps Jonah may have had.
也许这个是约拿他其中的一个恐惧之一。
But it may not be his main fear.
可是这不是他真正害怕的原因。
We'll soon see that Jonah is not really afraid to lose his life.
因为我们看到就是约拿好像不太害怕会失掉他的生命。
There's another fear lurking in the heart of Jonah.
他在心里面有另外一个隐隐约约的一个原因。
And this is the one that gives Jonah a very bad reputation.
这个就是让为什么约拿这名声不好的一个原因。
See, Jonah feared that if he went to preach to the Ninevites,
因为他担心如果他去那个尼尼微城宣讲的话。
The Ninevites might actually listen and repent.
如果那个尼尼微城的人真正是听了主的话，然后愿意悔改的话。
And since Jonah knew that God was loving and merciful,
然后约拿也知道耶和华神是一个充满怜悯和慈爱的神。
He feared that God would let him off the hook.
他会觉得说，哦，神就把这人都放过了。
And they would not be judged.
他们就不会得到审判。
Well, how do we know that this is Jonah's fear? He tells us that. Chapter 4.
我们怎么知道呢？因为在第四章里面，约拿就明确的这样说。
So this is exactly what happened. Jonah went to preach eventually to the Ninevites, and they repented, and he was furious.
然后就是约拿他就真正照神去尼尼微城宣讲，然后那些人真的改变，然后那个约拿就变得很生气。
And he said, "Oh Lord, is this not what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish." For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, take my life from me, for it's better for me to die than to live.
然后就是在第四章的第二节里面，他就是约拿就跟祷告耶和华说，耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神。不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
Oh my goodness, isn't Jonah so dramatic?
你们觉得这个约拿实在太戏剧化了吧？
He wants to die.
他希望死。
In every other chapter, he wants to take his life.
几乎每一个经节，他都每一章他都要想到他要去死。
But what an outrageous confession that Jonah makes to God.
可是这个约拿他在这边跟神的呼喊。
It is stunning, and what is stunning is that Jonah had really good theology.
就是让我们很惊讶，就是说这个约拿确实有很好的一个神学的基础。
In one sense, he knew what God was like.
他知道说神是怎么样的。
He knew that God was merciful and abounding in love.
他知道神是有怜悯的，有丰盛的慈爱的。
So he was doctrinally correct.
所以他在教义上来说他是正确的。
But yet in another sense, he really did not know God.
可是他在另外一方面，他对神的了解。
He didn't know God well enough to allow that good theology to transform his heart.
他对神的了解还不够，不是让这个神的这个神学的这个信仰能够将他的心生命心意念改变。
Great facts about God, but yet he did not share God's heartbeat.
他对神有很多的知识，头脑知识的了解，可他对神的心怀却没有认同。
Now there's some food for thought here.
这对我们来说，我们可以想一想。
You see, an important lesson from Jonah is that just knowing about God is not really enough.
所以对我们从约拿上面我们可以看，只是知道神是不够的。
If that truth does not transform us and cause us to act, what good is it?
如果这个真理没有在我们生命当中改变我们的心怀意念，这有什么用呢？
Now you've all heard people say, and maybe you've said it yourself.
如果有时候我们会对自己说，或听到别人说，
You know, I know God wants me to love that person.
我知道神要我去爱这个人。
Or I know that God wants me to pray for the president or for the opposition to the president.
我也知道神要我为这个我们的国家来祷告。
Or I know that God wants me to be kind to this brother or sister.
我也知道神要我说对这个弟兄姐妹好。
So we know all these things, but yet we say we just can't do it.
我们都知道这些事，可是我们就说我们确实没办法做到。
Because those people are despicable.
因为这些人实在是太令人厌恶了。
Those people don't deserve grace.
他们这些人不值得这个神的恩典。
But what good is knowing what God wants us to do if we don't do it?
如果说我们只是头脑上知道不去做，那有什么用呢？
The thing that we learn about God here, that He's not like men.
那我们所知道的神不是像这样子的。
God has unrelenting love even for the despicable, the enemies, the violent, the ruthless.
神对人有不离不弃的爱，就算这个人是非常的不可爱的，非常的残暴的，他也是爱这些人。
And we are called to be imitators of God.
我们是被呼召要来模仿神，要效法神。
No one said this is easy.
没有人说这是容易的。
But this is what it says.
可是这是神告诉我们的。
Now let's continue back in verse 3.
然后我们再看第三节。
We learn that Jonah arose and ran away from God's presence, and he headed to Tarshish.
我们知道约拿起来了，然后他从神的面前跑走，跑到他失去。
Might be helpful to look at a map and to see where Tarshish is.
我们从这个地图可以看看他失在哪里。
So Nineveh is about 550 miles by land away from Israel.
是从以色列往东走550里，那边从陆地上过去到尼尼微城。
But Tarshish is about 2,500 miles by sea away from Israel.
可是呢，从海路过去到他是要走2,500里。
As far as the ancients were concerned, this was like the end of the world.
从那个古代时候来说，这几乎是世界的尽头了。
So think about the extremes that Jonah is willing to go to run away from God.
你可以想象约拿他要尽多大的力从神的面前跑走。
But what does it mean to run away from God's presence?
可是从神的面前跑走是什么意思呢？
See, Jonah, as we noted earlier, is probably a good theologian.
我们刚前面知道那个约拿应该是一个很好的一个神学家吧。
So he probably knew the Psalm of David that says that you can't hide from God's presence.
他也知道从那个大卫的诗篇里面，你没有办法从神的面前躲开。
It's not like God just sits in Israel and he can't see you if you're away there.
不是说神只是在以色列，如果你不在那，神就看不到你了。
So what is Jonah really trying to do?
所以这边约拿想要做的是什么呢？
Well, I believe that he's really running from God's will.
他真正是要逃跑，是从神的旨意前面逃跑。
And he does that by symbolically getting away from God's people as far as possible.
那他在做的一个象征性的意义就是说他从跟神相关的这些子民的身边跑走。
In the same way, we can't run away from God's presence, but we can run away from God's will.
那这样同样的，我们不能从神的面前逃走。
As far as he lets us go, of course.
可以从神的旨意当中逃走。
But think of the extremes he's willing to go through.
可是想想约拿所经历的这么多的困难。
He would rather be 2,500 miles outside of God's will.
他宁可是在2,500里神的旨意之外往那边逃去。
Than to be 550 miles in God's will.
而不希望在550里之内在神的旨意之内。
Now sometimes we also try to run away from God's will.
我们常常有的时候也是从神的旨意
逃走。How do Christians do that today?
我们今天基督徒怎么做呢？
Well, one way is that we might try to run away God's will by placing ourselves outside of the range of God's people.
就是有的时候我们的做法就是说把我们自己放在跟那些比较属灵的人分开，跟他们不要太靠近。
For example, we may stop going to church.
也许呢，有的时候我们就不去教会了。
Because you know, when you're running away from God's will, you don't want to be around God's people and be reminded that you're outside of God's will.
因为我们不希望说我们从神的旨意面前逃走，然后和那些神的子民还在一起，那怎么去说我们是逃开神的旨意呢？
So you might tend to stay away.
所以你就尽量和那些人远离。
But another way that people could run away from God's will is they might come to church physically, but they're not really here spiritually, emotionally.
那可是有些人他是从神的旨意逃走，也许他还是来教会，可是他在情绪上和属灵上都是与这些人是远离的。
They might be here, but their heart is in Tarshish.
他们也许心在这里，可是他的心身子在这里，可是他心却在他失。
They stay on the fringe, and maybe they sit near the exit door.
他们坐在边缘地带，也许就是靠近那个出口的地方。
Please don't take this personally if you're sitting in the back. I'm not talking to you specifically.
如果你现在坐在出口，不要讲，不要觉得是我在说你。
And you're the first one to bolt out the door as soon as the service is over.
就是那个聚会一结束，你第一个就冲出去了。
Because maybe you want to be out of range of God's people.
因为你很希望不要和这些属神的子民的人在一起。
And maybe this is Jonah's thinking. He wanted to be away.
也许这个是约拿的想法，他希望逃离这些人。
How could he remain as a prophet in Israel when he's outside of God's will?
他怎么可以还是继续成为以色列人的先知，如果他是违背神的旨意呢？
Imagine how uncomfortable it might be for Jonah. He goes to a party and they say, "Hey, Jonah, what's going on in your life?"
所以他，你可以想象，如果约拿他去一个派对，然后别人就问他说，哦，约拿，你现在进来怎么样？
What are you prophesying about lately?
你最近
What is he going to say?
最近神要你讲什么预言？那你要怎么回答呢？
You don't want to face these questions.
那你不需要面对这些问题。
But think about this for us.
那我们这样想一想，我们
What is God's will for us?
神对我们身上旨意是什么？
Now, of course, God has a specific will for us.
当然，神在我们每个身上都有特殊的旨意。
But there's some general things which we all know are God's will.
可是呢，在有一个普遍性的旨意，在我们每个身上，神都有的。
God's will is that you would know to love and serve God with all your heart.
神就说是要我们去爱他，尽心尽意的去侍奉他。
God's will is that you would be a follower of Jesus.
神的旨意是要我们成为耶稣的门徒。
And to be a follower of Jesus means to be connected to his body.
然后与他的身体联合。
It means to serve and help to build the kingdom.
然后呢，是在这边一起来服侍，来将神的国度扩展。
God's will certainly does not mean to remain on the fringe.
那神的旨意绝对不是说让我们成一个边缘人。
So I ask you this morning, where are you?
今天早上我问你们，你现在在哪里？
Do you feel like Jonah that you need to be far away from God's people?
你觉得你是不是像约拿，需要和这些属神的人远离呢？
Is your heart in Tarshish?
你的心在他施吗？
Or do you want to be in God's will and get plugged in and be connected to the body?
还是你希望是遵随神的旨意，与他的身体联合？
Now let's look again at the first three verses. It's very instructive in the original language.
我们再来看第二节，从它的原来的那个原文，它是有特别意思。
There's a word that keeps repeating itself, and it'll come out in the English.
在这边英文它一直不断的出现。
It says that when Jonah runs from God's will, he goes down to Joppa, and then he goes down into the ship.
这边就是约拿说他从他师下到约帕，然后他也下到船里。
And later it says that he's going down to Tarshish, and soon he will be going down into the sea.
然后他也往下到他斯，然后也下到海里面去。
And then he goes down into the belly of the fish.
然后下到鱼的肚腹当中。
See, I think going down is a great metaphor for what happens when you're outside of God's will.
所以就是往下的这个事，其实是象征一个比喻。当我们在神的旨意之外的
话， when you run away from God, the only way to go is down.
如果我们违背神的旨意的话，唯一的一个出路就是往下。
Now, in our human thinking, we often think we're better off outside of God's will in our own wisdom.
有的时候我们人类的想法是人性的想法，说我跟神的这些旨意的人分开的话，对我们来是比较好的。
But sooner or later, we find that we're going down.
可是你会过一阵，你会发现其实你是往下沉，你是往下去。
It's also interesting that it says that he paid a fare to get into the ship.
然后他还这边说他付上了那个船价去坐那艘船。
And it was probably a very steep fare because he was going as far as possible to the other end of the earth.
那因为这个船价应该是很贵，因为去的地方非常的远。
Which I think reminds us there's also a price to pay when we're outside of God's will.
所以有的时候我们真的我们要离开神的旨意的话，也要付上代价。
And that price is usually very steep.
然后那个在代价付的沉重的代价。
You've heard the phrase that there's a cost to discipleship.
有人听说到说要做耶稣的门徒要付上代价。
But there's also a great cost to disobedience.
可是呢，一个更大的代价，当你不顺服的时候。
Let's see what God does next.
那我们看看耶和华神下面又做什么。
So Jonah is ready to go. He gets on the ship.
那约拿去到那个船。
And verses 4-5 say this.
然后第四、第五节。
But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea.And there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them.
然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神。他们将船上的货物抛在海中， 为要使船倾斜。
So here comes the cost of disobedience.
然后你看到这个不顺服所付出的代价。
I like the way that the next part of this drama is introduced.
我看看下面的非常戏剧化的发展，我们看下面。
It says, but the Lord.
可是，然而耶和华。
See, Jonah is going to have a but the Lord moment.
这边约拿就有一个然而耶和华的这个时刻。
Have you ever had a but the Lord moment?
我们在生命当中有没有这种
然而
耶和华。
You make a certain bad decision and you decide to disobey God.
我们做了一个错误的决定，我们决定说我们要不顺服神。
And you set your course and you think everything is fine.
然后呢，你就朝那个方向去，你觉得啊，一切事应该都很好。
But sooner or later comes but the Lord.
可是呢，过一下这个然而耶和华。
And the Lord has something to say about Jonah's plans.
那个耶和华就对于这个约拿所做的计划有一些他的意见。
So, but the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, creates this storm.
所以，然而耶和华就使海中起大浪。
Now, it is not uncommon that when we rebel against God, and we rebel against God's will, God creates a storm in our lives.
这并不是一个很不常发生的事情。就当我们决定要不顺服神的时候，我们的人生当中也起了这个大风浪。
And you know, we should thank God for those storms.
我们应该对神感谢有这些风浪。
Because the scripture says that God disciplines those he loves.
因为神他去管教他所爱的。
It is because God has an unrelenting love for you that he sends the storms at times.
因为神有对我们有不离不弃的爱，所以常常在我们人生当中经历到这些风暴。
As a matter of fact, if we're outside of God's will and there are no storms, something may be terribly wrong.
如果说我们没有经历到这个人生的风暴，而我们走的在神的旨意之外的话，那这个有些不太对劲了。
Because a loving father disciplines those he loves.
因为一个慈爱的神，他会管教他所爱的。
So if there are no storms, then you have to wonder who's your father.
那如果你没有受到管教，你要问说，那我的父亲是谁呢？
So we thank God for the storms because they are usually the sign of God's unrelenting love to bring us back to our senses.
所以我们要感谢神，因为借着他这个风暴让是对我们一个记号，神对我们有不离不弃的爱，把我们归回正路。
What's interesting is that Jonah's storm does not just affect himself, but it endangers the lives of those around him.
可是在这边约拿所经历的风暴不只是对他有影响，对他身边的人也有影响。
Isn't it interesting how our disobedience often affects others?
是不是有时候我们的不顺服也影响到我们身边的人？
Don't you hate that? Sometimes you have a friend or a family member who is in rebellion against God, and you get swept into the storms that they create.
或者我们的家人朋友，因为他们的不顺服产生的风暴，也把我们搅入进去。
Or maybe you're the one responsible for the storm, and you're dragging other people into that storm.
或者你是那个造成这个不顺服、造成风暴的人，把你身边的人搅入了。
See, we're all connected. We're all interdependent, and we affect each other.
所以我们是彼此互相依靠，我们会彼此影响的。
Now it's good to pause for a moment to ponder the storms that are swirling around your life this morning.
我们在这边稍微思想一下，在这边提到风暴在我们的自己的人生当中是怎么样呢？
We really need to pay close attention to those storms.
我们对于我们人生当中所发生的这些风暴，我们要特别的小心的去观察。
Because we don't want to miss out on the opportunity to get back on track and return to the center of God's will.
因为我们不希望错失了这机会，而不能够回到神的正路上去。
So God's unrelenting love is often found in the storm.
所以神的不离不弃的爱，有时候在这个风浪当中也是有的。
Now the next verses are hilarious if they weren't so tragic.
那下面的那个经节真的是有点让人看得哭笑不得。
While the storm is raging and anyone around is panicking, where's Jonah?
那个时候有起了大风浪，每个人都惊慌得不得了。然后这个时候约拿在哪里？
In the midst of all this chaos, Jonah is downstairs taking a nap.
那在这个大风大浪当中，这个约拿竟然在底舱里在那边睡觉。
Verse 5 and 6 say, But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish.
这边约拿已经下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。船主到他那里对他说：你这沉睡的人呐，为何这样呢？起来，求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。
So Jonah went down to the bottom of the ship to take a nap.
所以呢，约拿就跑到船的底舱里去睡觉。
How absurd that Jonah is sleeping.
你觉得是不是太可笑呢？在这时候他睡觉。
He's oblivious.
他好像没有不闻不问。
Isn't that like us sometimes?
好像是不是跟我们有点像呢？
There's chaos swirling all around us.
我们的身边是一团混乱。
And a lot of times it's because of our disobedience and being outside of God's will.
是因为我们自己的不顺服，处在神的旨意之外。
And everybody around you knows that.
然后每一个人在你身边都知道这个风浪是因为你。
Except for you.
只有你自己不知道。
You're the last one to connect the dots.
你是最后一个才将这个因果关系连接。
You're oblivious.
你实在是不闻不问。
There's also some delicious irony here that takes place.
在这边也有一个很反讽的一件事。
Remember in the beginning of this chapter, Jonah was sent to preach to the pagan Ninevites.
记不记得刚开始的时候，约拿被神呼召出来是要去尼尼微那些外邦人的地方去传。
And Jonah disobeyed.
然后那个约拿拒绝了，不顺服。
But now the tables are turned.
然后现在呢，整个情况改过来了。
And these pagan sailors are preaching and lecturing the man of God.
那这个外邦人的这个船主竟然去跟这个约拿来宣讲。
And they're screaming at him, "Wake up!"
然后叫他赶快
醒来。Call on your gods.
赶快跟你的神祷告。
The least you can do is just join the prayer meeting like us.
起码你可以来参加祷告会，跟我们一样吧。
Don't just lie there and sleep.
不要只是躺在那边睡觉。
You know, sometimes very sadly, the church is also asleep.
有时候很糟糕，就是有时候教会也是在睡觉。
A lot of times, there's all kinds of chaos and injustice swirling all around us.
有时候在我们身边很多不公义、很混乱的事在我们身边发生。
And we are asleep in the light.
然后呢，我们就在日光之下大睡觉。
And it's a great rebuke when the pagan secular world has to lecture us and attempt to wake us up.
然后呢，竟然是要让这个外邦的这些人来跟我们宣讲，把我们叫醒。
And we've seen that happen so many times in history.
然后我们在这历史上看到这样的情况太多次了。
Where people have to say, "Where's the church in all this?"
然后有的时候，世上的人会问说，这教会在这里。
The church is asleep. Wake up! You have resources.
教会有能力，可以做些事，醒醒吧，教会。
Well, finally, Jonah wakes up and he reveals who he is.
这个时候，约拿就告诉他们说他是谁。
See, when he's pinned against the wall and has no escape, he finally takes responsibility and tells the sailors.That he's running from the Lord, and he is the reason for the storm.
他被逼到墙角，没有办法之后，那个说出责任，就是承担这个责任，说是他造成这一切的混乱，因为他不顺服神。
Finally, Jonah is coming to his senses.
终于，约拿他回到他应该走的路上。
The first positive step that we see.
这边我们看到他说的。
And then Jonah proposes a solution to the problem.
然后他这边提出一个很好的一个建议。
He says, "If you want to get rid of the storm, here's what you have to do."
他说如果你们想平息这个海的话你要这样做。
If you get rid of me, you'll get rid of the storm.
如果你把我丢下去你们这个风浪就平静了。
Here goes Jonah again, he wants to die.
然后这边他又说他实在是很想死。
And he tells the sailors to throw him into the sea.
他叫这些水手们把他丢到水里去。
And the sailors are probably thinking, this dude is crazy.
那然后这些水手可能想这人是疯了吧。
You want us to do what, Jonah?
你想做什么?
Throw you into the sea?
把你丢到海里去。
You know, I'm not sure if this was God's number one plan for Jonah.
我不太确定这是不是耶和华神对约拿做的第一个最好的一个计划。
I think maybe a better idea would have been for Jonah to repent and say that he would go to the Ninevites.
也许呢，比较好的做法应该是约拿就跟神忏悔，然后他去尼尼微吧。
Although that would have been better, at least he's displaying a little bit of unselfishness here.
不过呢，这边是不是可以表示出他也是一个不自私的？
See, Jonah is willing to give his life to save others.
约拿他愿意牺牲他自己的生命去救别人。
The life of one for the sake of the many.
一人为多人的性命舍了。
Have you heard that theme before in the scriptures?
你有没有听过这样子的一个信息？
There are many Christological overtones in the book of Jonah.
这边有提到很多基督论的这个隐喻在里面。
We don't have time to go into it here, but please do look at the parallels and contrast between Jonah and Jesus Christ.
我在这边没有很多的时间去特别深入讨论这个，可是在约拿书你可以看到约拿和耶稣基督的一个相对性。
I mentioned this only so that when you read scripture, don't forget that most of scriptures points to Jesus.
我们在读经的时候不要忘记，几乎所有的经文都是朝向主耶稣基督的。
And all of those things were planted in people's minds to remind them that when Jesus came, they said, "Oh,That reminds me of something that I already know."
所以在这边常常也提醒我们，就是说，原来这里面都是提醒我们，我们生命当中发生的事都跟基督有关。
So after Jonah is thrown into the sea, The sea becomes calm.
所以约拿被丢到海里以后，那个海就平静了。
And what happens next is amazing. The sailors are converted, and there's a revival on the ship. They sacrifice to God.
那然后这边就很有趣的，就是说那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
Now, if the story ended here, this would be a really good story, right?
如果这边这故事就结束，也是一个很棒的故事。
Rebellious prophet runs away from God.
就是这个不顺服叛逆的这个先知从神面前逃跑。
God judges him and throws him into the sea.
然后呢，他就把。
And then there's this happy ending for the sailors. There's a revival.
那然后对这些水手来说，这个是一个很棒的一个结尾，他们都得到救赎。
It's a great story, but this is only the beginning.
这个是一个故事还没有结束，这只是一个开始。
But don't worry, this is not just the introduction to the sermon.
不过不用担心，这个不是只是我们开始的简介。
God is not through with Jonah yet. And this is what happens in verse 17. God's unrelenting love and grace.
在这边我们看第十七节，在这边神准备了一个事情。
And it says, And the Lord appointed a great fish to rescue Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
耶和华安排了一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
Isn't God amazing?
神是很奇妙的。
Did Jonah deserve to be saved?
你觉得约拿值得被救吗？
After all the trouble that he caused?
他造成这么大的混乱。
But yet God provides this grace.
可是呢，神还是对他提供恩典。
And I don't want to dwell too much on the fish, but there's some interesting language here.
我不想花太多时间讲到鱼，不过这边一个话，我们看一下。
It says that the Lord appointed a great fish.
就是神这边耶和华安排了一条鱼。
It's almost like he called a fish over and said, "Hey, fish, come here. I have a mission for you."
好像他是这样的对鱼说，哎，这个鱼啊，你过来过来，我给你一个使命。
There's a fool over there drowning, and I want you to go and get him.
有一个笨蛋在那边快要沉下去了，我要叫你去救他。
And the fish obeys.
然后这条鱼就听了。
Jonah did not obey his mission.
那个约拿没有顺从神的旨意去做。
But the fish obeys.
可是这条鱼却顺从了。
It seems like the beasts know better.
好像有的时候这些野兽啊，这鱼类反而比我们还知道的多。
But really, the main point about the fish is once again about God's unrelenting love and grace.
在这边鱼，我们提到就是说，神对我们实在是一个不离不弃的爱。
While we least deserve it, God still pursues us passionately.
虽然我们真的是不值得被爱的，可是神还是对我们提供了这样子的关爱。
This is the kind of God that will go after you, even when you're running away.
这位神也是这样子不离不弃的在追找你，希望你可以回头。
And then comes Jonah chapter 2, and it tells us what Jonah did when he was inside the fish.
我们看到第二章里面，约拿在肚子里干什么？
Do you know what Jonah did when he was inside the fish?
你想他在鱼肚子里在干嘛呢？
He did the same exact thing that you would do if you were inside a fish.
我想他做的跟你我都会一样，如果我们今天在鱼肚子也会做同样的事。
He prayed desperately.
他非常迫切的祷告。
And what is recorded in Jonah chapter 2 is this amazing psalm of thanksgiving, repentance, and commitment.
在这边是看到约拿他祷告的内容记录在第二章，是他对神的忏悔，对神的委身。
And we don't have time to get into it, but Jonah finally comes to his senses.
我们这边没有办法继续的很仔细的读，可是这边约拿终于他那个醒悟过来了。
It took a little bit of drama, didn't it?
是花了一点时间戏剧性的发展，可是他回来了。
But Jonah finally turned around.
可是约拿终于回头了。
And God's unrelenting love triumphs.
所以呢，神不离不弃的爱得胜了。
Now that God spared Jonah's life is amazing enough.
你觉得如果神将约拿的性命保留住，是已经非常的奇妙。
But there's one last thing I need to point out, and then we're done.
那这边我特别提到神。
See, something even more amazing happens in Jonah chapter 3.
在第三章里面有一件更奇妙的事。
And in verses 1 to 3, it says this. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. And it said, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord.
在第三章第一节到第三节，耶和华的话二次临到约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。”约拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去。
Did you catch that? Did you see what's happening here?
你有没有看到这边讲的呢?
The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
就是耶和华的话第二次临到约拿。
Isn't that incredible?
是不是很奇妙?
God is the God of the second chance.
神是一个给予再一次机会的神。
You would think that God would find some other prophet to do this job.
你想也许神应该去找另外别的先知来做这个事。
I mean, aren't there any other prophets in Israel?
难道在以色列没有别的其他的先知吗?
Why does God have to deal with this stiff-necked, rebellious prophet?
为什么神要跟这个硬着颈项这么顽固的先知让他来做
呢? Why give Jonah another chance? Would you give Jonah another chance?
你会给约拿这个第二次机会，如果是你会给他第二次机会吗?
He failed. He dropped the ball big time.
他那个失败了，而且搞得一塌糊涂。
Well, I believe that the reason that God gave Jonah a second chance is because God loves Jonah with unrelenting love.
我相信神为什么给约拿第二次机会，因为神对他有不离不弃、不断的爱。
God does not give up on Jonah, and He does not give up on us.
神对约拿不放弃，对我们也同样不放弃。
And what's Jonah's response this time?
这一次约拿的反应是什么？
The Lord says, "Arise and go," and he arises and goes.
神跟他说，你要去起来去，然后他就起来去了。
Wouldn't it have been so much easier if Jonah just listened the first time?
那不是很，如果是约拿第一次这样做，不是省了很多事吗？
All this drama would have been avoided.
那刚才所讲的这些很戏剧、夸张性的故事就不会发生了。
But you know what? Sometimes we need to go through the drama.
可是有的时候我们确实是在经历这样子的这个戏剧性的发展。
Unfortunately, sometimes we need to go through the drama to experience God's unrelenting love in a very concrete way.
有时候很不幸，我们必须要常常要自己走过这样子很戏剧性的发展的一些事情，才能够去体验到神对我们身上不离不弃的爱。
We all wish there was an easier way that we could just read about God's love and.
我希望有一个容易的方法，就是我们要读神的话语啊，有爱。
And God does communicate His love through the scriptures, of course.
当然神也在圣经上、经文上也跟我们传达他的爱。
But unfortunately, a lot of times we are thick-headed.
可是很不幸，我们常常我们的脑子很硬、很古板，不
愿意接受。And we have to experience a little drama to realize and experience God's love.
我们常常需要在生命中经历这些很戏剧化的事情，才能够去体验到神的爱。
So what is the story of Jonah telling you this morning?
所以今天约拿的故事告诉了我们什么？
How is it speaking to you?
他对我们怎么说话？
I could point to a couple of applications.
我可以在这边提到一些。
Maybe you consider yourself a friend of God, you're a child of God.
也许你可以觉得自己是神的儿女，然后也是神的朋友。
But you know there are some areas in your life where you're outside of God's will.
可是你知道我们的生活当中，你自己知道在生活当中有些时候是在神的旨意之外。
Or maybe you're here this morning and you know you're not really a friend of God because you never...committed yourself to following Jesus.
然后也许你今天你知道你不是神的子民，也不是他的朋友，因为你还没有信主。
And you're also outside of God's will because God's will is for you to know Him and to love Him.
那你也是在神的旨意之外，因为你知道神的旨意就是要去爱他，去信他。
So the question this morning, are you listening to God's unrelenting love calling out to you?
那你有没有在让神的话语来触摸到你？
God wants you to come to Him to return.
神希望你来到他的面前，希望你回转。
And if you're here this morning and you feel that you failed God,
如果说你今天在这里，觉得你曾让神失望、失败好多次。
Maybe you feel that you failed once, twice, 10 times.
也许你觉得让他失败，神让你让神失望一次、两次、十次。
What we learned this morning is that God is the God of the second chance.
可是你要知道，神是一个给予再次机会的神，第二次机会的神。
If He's willing to give someone like Jonah a second chance, He'll give you a second chance as well.
如果神会给约拿这样子的人第二次机会，他也会给我们再一次机会。
So stop running and embrace God's unrelenting love.
所以停止逃跑，而去回头拥抱神。
Or maybe this morning you're in a different place.
也许今天你是在不在这里，现在。
God is speaking to you in a different way.
他今天跟你讲，用另外一个方式来跟你讲。
Maybe like Jonah, your heart is hard towards someone whom you consider unlovable and irredeemable.
也许是神跟你讲，是你今天对某些人的心非常的硬，不愿意对那些人做些事，像约拿一样。
Maybe God is impressing upon you that you need to give someone a second chance.
也许神今天要你给其他的一些人第二次机会。
Maybe there's someone, a family member, a friend who has betrayed you.
也许你的家人或你的朋友背叛了你。
someone who had disappointed you or hurt you deeply.
或者那些人让你非常的失望，让你受伤很深。
Someone who dropped the ball big time.
那些人把你的生命搞得一塌糊涂。
And you know who that person is.
然后你也知道这些人是谁。
You know the person that you don't want to trust anymore, that you don't want to be kind to.
然后这些人你再也不能信任，也不希望对他好。
And you've written that person off. You've given up on them.
你对这些人放弃了，把这些人放到一边去了。
The question this morning is: Does God want you to give someone else a second chance?
可是今天的问题是，神要你给这个人第二次机会。
Does God want you to show unrelenting love and grace towards someone else, someone who doesn't deserve it?
神要你对这些人显示出不离不弃的爱和恩典，虽然那些人是不配得的。
This is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
What will you do? Will you choose to imitate God?
你会怎么做？你会选择来效法神吗？
And show unrelenting love and grace.
是将他不离不弃的爱和有恩典
to someone who least deserves it.
去服侍那些需要的人。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just want to thank you that you are the God of unrelenting love and grace, and we thank you that you are the God who is willing to.Go through extremes to give us a second chance and to show your love toward us. If there are those who need to receive it today, I pray that they would just open their hearts to you. And I also pray that if there's anyone that we need to forgive and to need to give a second chance, that we would do that and that you would give us the strength and the ability to do that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.